you a little bit of background. AIN may not mean a lot to you. Anal intraepithelial neoplasia is a precursor for anal cancer. And most anal cancers in the UK are squamous carcinomas, and most of them are linked to human papillomavirus type 16 or 18, although there are a few others that are involved, but 16 is probably the most important one. There are about 400 cases of anal cancer a year in England and Wales, and the incidence is probably rising steadily. It's particularly rising in centres with a large HIV cohort, but my experience is not in such a cohort, and so I'm not really going to talk a lot about that today, although clearly it impacts on how we manage the disease in that cohort. There are parallels with cervical and with vulval cancer. Many of you will be familiar with the cervical precancers, CIN, and less so with the vulval precancers, VIN. In a famous, or I should say infamous trial in New Zealand in the 1970s and 80s, a chap called McIndoe treated randomized women with cervical carcinoma in situ, CIN3, to observation or excision. And in the observation cohort, there was a 30% conversion to invasive disease over a 10-year period. So clearly, that now knowing that, that would be unethical to do that sort of treatment for cervical disease. The debate in among the gynecologists about how to treat VIN is more about ablation or excision, and the conversion rate for vulval cancer is much less than for cervical cancer, probably thought to be around 10% over 10 years. So that's an important difference.